Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, October 8th, and coming up in today's episode. Delhi court issues notice to Netflix and Shah Rukh Khan's Red Chillies Entertainment after Vankhede's defamation suit. Are seat sharing talks hitting a roadblock across NDA and India bloc in Bihar? Zubin Garg's cop cousin arrested by SIT probing his death. And over 40, including children, killed as Myanmar military strikes on anti-junta protests. Officers who bleed for the nation cannot be mocked in the name of satire. Former Narcotics Control Bureau officer Sameer Vankhede told NDTV, breaking his silence on the Netflix series Bats of Bollywood. Vankhede claims the show humiliates him and damages the image of India's law enforcement. This comes as the Delhi High Court on Tuesday issued a notice to Red Chillies Entertainment, owned by Shah Rukh Khan and by Fauri, Netflix and others, in response to Sameer Vankhede's defamation suit. The case centers around the series allegedly portraying a character modeled on Vankhede in a derogatory light. Justice Purushendra Kumar Kaurav directed the production house, co-owned by actor Shah Rukh Khan and by Fauri Khan, to respond within 7 days. The petitioner has 3 days to file a rejoinder and the next hearing is set for October 30th. In court, Vankhede's counsel, senior advocate Sandeep Sethi, argued that the content of the series was ex facie defamatory and had led to online trolling of Vankhede and his family, including his wife and sister. He said that portrayal was not satire but humiliation aimed squarely at an officer who had once led the investigation into Shah Rukh Khan's son, Aryan Khan. Vankhede told NDTV today that he was not just fighting for himself, but the dignity of those in uniform. Quote, "This is about my family's honor, about the respect of officers working day and night against drugs, and about the national emblem, Satyame Vijayate, which should not be ridiculed," unquote, he said. The court had earlier questioned the maintainability of the suit he had first filed in Delhi, noting that the petition did not sufficiently established jurisdiction. However, the judge allowed Vankhede to amend his plea. His legal team maintains the case is valid in the capital due to the show's wide digital reach and related online activity originating in Delhi. The series, which premiered on Netflix on September 18th, features a character closely resembling Vankhede, they allege, who is shown targeting Bollywood celebrities at a party. The suit alleges this mirrors Vankhede's real-life arrest of Aryan Khan in 2021, which made headlines nationwide. Aryan Khan had then spent 25 days in jail before being released on, and all the drug charges against him were later dropped, unproven. Vankhede is seeking 2 crore rupees in damages, which has been pledged to be donated to Tata Memorial Cancer Hospital. With Bihar heading to polls next month, alliance partners on both sides, the ruling NDA and the opposition India bloc, are deep into the negotiation battle scenes and the battle for seats is intensifying. In the NDA camp, tensions are resurfacing after Hindustani Awam Morcha chief Jitin Ram Manji, who was briefly the chief minister of Bihar, made it clear that unless his party is allotted at least 15 seats, it won't contest the election. While he assured that HAM will continue to support the NDA, he added, quote, "We are praying to NDA leaders because we feel humiliated. If we do not get the proposed number of seats, we will not contest the elections," unquote. Manji even posted a poetic reference to his demand on X, loosely based on Ramdhari Singh Dinkar's Rush Mirathi, saying, quote, "Give us just 15 villages, we will be happy and won't raise arms against our own," unquote. BJP President JP Nadda has reportedly spoken to Manji to ease over the tensions. According to the current projections, NDA's internal seat sharing may look like this. BJP and JDU around 100 each, Chirag Paswan's LJP 24, Manji 10 and Upendra Kushwaha's RLJP around 6, but even Chirag Paswan is pushing back, reportedly. Sources confirm that he wants 40 seats, pointing to his party's clean sweep in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Quote, "I can affect 20,000 to 25,000 votes in every seat. I have always had the option of walking out," unquote, he told NDTV. Still, the BJP sources insist the fiery leader remains aligned with NDA and Prime Minister Modi. Paswan had been in the news a couple of times for being on the opposing view of the ruling alliance. Meanwhile, in the India bloc, seat sharing is still being negotiated. Talks between RJD and Congress remain unresolved. Sources say RJD has offered Congress 54 seats, but Congress wants 10 more. Meetings have been ongoing to find a middle ground. Left parties are also pushing for more. CPI-ML has rejected RJD's offer of 19 seats, demanding close to 30, citing its last performance. CPI and CPM are also in talks. Tejaswi Yadav met left leaders, including the JMM and Mukesh Sahni's VIP today. According to sources, RJD wants to contest 140 seats of its own. Sources say this could cause friendly contest if smaller allies feel shortchanged. On the opposition side, the likely formula could shape up as RJD, JAM, RLJP, 135 seats each, Congress and IIP 58, CPIM L 25, CPI 6, CPM 4 and VIP 15. Sources indicate that India bloc could finalize its seat sharing and possibly confirm Tejaswi Yadav as its chief minister's face within the next 48 hours. Meanwhile, Prashant Kishore has ruled out joining hands with anyone, citing our alliances with the people, making it clear Jan Suraj will contest alone. Zubeen Garg's death. Was it a death, an accident, or something more twisted? His cousin, Sandipan Garg, a serving deputy superintendent in the Assam police, has now been arrested by the Special Investigation Team or SIT probing into the death of Zubeen Garg. He is the fifth person to be taken into custody in connection with the case. Sandipan had travelled with Zubeen to Singapore for the Northeast India Festival. It was during this trip that the popular singer died under mysterious circumstances. Zubeen, aged 52, was found unresponsive in the water after reportedly going for a swim. During a yacht party on September 19th, a senior police official confirmed the arrest to NDTV and said Sandipan Garg has been charged with murder, criminal conspiracy, culpable homicide, not amounting to murder and causing death by negligence. He was produced in court today and has been sent to 7 days in police custody. The SIT had initially requested a 14-day remand. Sandipan's arrest comes 5 days after questioning. He had earlier claimed on Facebook that he had fully cooperated with the investigation and had even returned to India with some of Zubeen's personal belongings. This trip was reportedly his first time abroad. When asked why Sandipan has not been suspended from service, Munna Gupta, the Special Director General of Police of Assam Police, CID, who is heading the probe, said the arrest has only just happened and without any further departmental action, it will be decided in due course. Meanwhile, earlier arrests in the case include Zubeen's bandmate Shekhar Jyoti Goswami and co-singer Amrit Prava Mahanta. Both were also present at the yacht party in Singapore. According to investigators, Goswami was seen swimming near Zubeen shortly before his death and Mahanta was allegedly filming content on her phone. On 2nd of October, two individuals were arrested again. Zubeen's manager Siddharth Sharma and Shyam Kanu Mahanta, who managed the Northeast India Festival. With a total of 5 people now in custody and serious charges framed, the investigation into the circumstances surrounding Zubeen Garg's death has taken a sharp turn. The SIT will continue to question those involved and gather more evidence from Singapore. More than 40 people, including children, have been killed in Myanmar after the military carried out an airstrike on a festival gathering in the central township of Shuangyu, as reported by news agency AFP. The incident took place on Monday evening during a Thandingut full moon festival, a major religious occasion in the country where locals had also gathered for an anti-junta demonstration. One member of the festival's organizing committee told AFP that a motor-powered paraglider appeared above the crowd at around 7 p.m. and dropped 2 bombs. Quote, "The committee alerted people and one-third of the crowd managed to flee," she said, asking not to be named for safety reasons. Then she added, but immediately one motor-powered paraglider flew right over the cloud. Children were completely torn apart. The woman was not present at the time of the blast but attended the funerals the following day. She said around 80 others were wounded in the attack. quote, "As of this morning, we are still collecting body parts from the ground, pieces of flesh, limbs, parts of bodies that were blown apart," she told AFP. Local resident who was at the scene said people began to panic as soon as they noticed the aircraft above. Quote, "While I was saying to people, please don't run, the paramotor dropped two bombs," he told AFP under the condition of anonymity. "Two of my comrades were killed just in front of me. There were even more who died in front of me," he added, that he attended funerals on Tuesday for 9 of his friends. A local media outlet has also reported that 40 people died in the strike. As of Tuesday evening, Myanmar's military has not issued any comment, according to AFP. Rights group Amnesty International condemned the attack in a statement, calling it a gruesome wake-up call and saying the military appeared to be escalating violence in areas where resistance remains strong. Quote, "The international community may have forgotten about the conflict in Myanmar, but the Myanmar military is taking advantage of reduced scrutiny to carry out war crimes with impunity," said Joe Freeman, Amnesty's researchers on Myanmar. Myanmar has been in a state of civil war since the 2021 coup, with pro-democracy groups joining forces with ethnic armed organizations to resist military rule. Elections are scheduled to begin in December, but a UN expert has dismissed the vote as fraud. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anditi, signing off.